You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
That's right, motherfuckers. Luis J. Gomez, Real Ass Dude, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, is here. Back in New York City. Back from Ground Zero, Ferguson, Missouri. I survived, guys. I did not loot. I will say, though I was tempted, I did not go out and loot. I just spent Thanksgiving with my family. I'm very excited to be in studio today. Zach Amico's with me, the international superstar. Or what is it?
You got it, international superstar.
International superstar. Zach Amico is here with me. We're waiting on Scopo right now. He's running a few minutes late, but that was my fault. I will say I'm not going to blame Scopo because I changed the time last minute on him. So, we're going to have a fucking awesome show today. We got an amazing guest in studio today. Very funny comedian. I just met this guy not too long ago. Maybe a year ago, maybe 2 years ago at the most. But just started hanging out with this guy recently. Really fucking hilarious. Just kind of came out of nowhere, and everyone's talking about how fucking funny this guy is. Shang Wang is in studio. Shang Wang, guys. Shang Wang.
Hey.
Yeah, man, I'm going to throw a little bit of music on for you.
I sit alone in my four corner.
Oh, shit. Now, did you choose this song because you have the same voice as this guy?
Pretty much, man. No, this is a Houston group.
Is that where you're from originally?
I grew up in Houston, yeah.
Shang Wang, now listen, dude, if you have a voice, and I'm sure people have talked to you about this before, but you have a very, like, smooth, fucking deep black guy.
Thanks, man. That's all I got going, dude.
So you should be a radio guy. Do you do a lot of radio?
I do no radio.
You do no radio, but it's perfect, dude. You could be transcending racial groups. You're Shang Wang's an Asian. What type of Asian are you?
Taiwanese. You can protest your own station.
Yeah.
You're Taiwanese.
I'm Taiwanese.
Didn't even know that was a real thing.
Taiwanese Texan.
I never met a Taiwanese person before.
Oh, yeah, you know, we're I mean,
not that common
exist
in New York. Chinese is
I
more
guess
common.
So. Yeah.
But you have this smooth fucking voice, and if you were just to hear your voice, I mean, I'm assuming people would just have to assume that you're a 6'7" black guy who like fucking lifts weights and fucking
fucks white girls,
douses his women in chocolate and strawberries.
That's what I'm going for, man.
I like it, dude. I really
Thank
do.
You.
So, Shang, you're a comic. You know, you didn't star in Texas, though, right?
No, I grew up in Houston, and then I started comedy after college in San Francisco.
Okay. I like that, dude.
Yeah, the Bay Area.
That's another cool area for comics, Zach. I don't know if you've been to the Bay Area.
Come on.
Have you?
Of course.
How do I know? I don't know that much about you, Zach.
Because I used to play in a band that only played gay bars.
Okay.
So, yes, I have been to San Francisco.
You only played gay bars and really ghetto parking lot parties.
Pretty much.
That's
pretty
awesome.
That's all that's in the Bay Area.
I got to play the Eagle in San Francisco, which is like my favorite place ever.
Really? Is that a gay bar? I don't know.
The Eagle was so gay that the urinal was like one of those long trough urinals.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
it had a lengthways mirror that was waist high so you could look at all the other guys' dicks.
Nice.
Oh, it was the coolest.
What awesome freedom with being gay. You know, just like that, like you think about you go to the gym in the locker room, right?
Right.
You literally, a gay dude genuinely gets to walk into the gym with a bunch of good looking dudes that are in shape and stare around and get turned on by their bodies and dicks.
Yeah, that's a nice little buffet.
It really is that. And like,
until you walk by with your fucking frostbite genitals and fucking scare them.
That's hurtful.
I don't know about the.
Lewis,
my dick and balls are not colored.
Surprisingly dark.
Yeah, you would not assume that they were my dick and balls. It's kind of like
that's
my
an ethnic thing.
My dick is would go to the same body that your voice would go to.
Right, right. No, I have a similar issue. I think ethnic people tend to have darker genitals.
Do you have darker dick and balls?
Yeah,
that's
I
fucking,
do.
it goes from my dick to my balls all the way into like my ass crack is like a
little patch of. patch,
little
of darkness.
Patch of darkness right there. But I think that's without not just ethnics though. Like even like white guys, your dick is darker than your fucking pink pasty skin. I'm assuming
my dick is bright pink.
Yeah, exactly. Which, but it's darker in a weird way. It's a different.
Like, my dick looks like the drunk elephants from the Nightmare in Dumbo.
It's got more pink pigmentation.
Yeah, I would think that maybe it is an ethnic guy thing because I have seen in pornos black guys have very, very dark dicks. I don't think my dick is that discolored. I think Jay has not seen that many Latin dicks, so that's why he makes fun of it so much. And you've never even seen my dick.
I've definitely seen pictures of your dick.
Where'd you see pictures of my dick?
On your fucking phone.
Not true.
Absolutely.
Oh, did you?
100 times, yes.
I like this song, Shang. It's very smooth, man.
It's smooth, yeah. It's just chill. But it's also very dark and intense. It's about mental issues. Mental health issues.
I have some of those. Are you a big hip-hop guy? Because you have that swag to you. And I don't know, man. That you are.
I mean,
you are kind of like a book that's hard to read. Because on the surface, like you look like just a normal fucking Asian dude. Like a normal dude who would like just be going to his job at the bank, just living his life. And then you start to get to know you, and you got this cool factor about you. You're very fucking funny.
Thanks.
You've traveled a lot now. You were from Texas, you went to San Fran, now you're in New York, you're all over the place. You were in LA for a little while too, right?
Yep.
So there's a lot to you, Shang.
Yeah. It's complicated, I guess. But I mean, I don't know. I'm just trying to be a good person. That's all.
That's it, man.
I'm trying to be a good person. I'm not like I grew up on hip hop, but I'm not like. I didn't listen to just hip hop. I grew up on, you know, the first track that you guys opened to. What was that?
What
the jokey
Pantera? Oh,
the jokey track, the kind of cutesy track.
Like, oh, Bieber?
Was that Bieber?
It was Bieber. It was. I thought you were saying Pantera. I thought we were about to bond for a second. You're like, no, Bieber, the other one, the one that we were just fucking around.
Yeah. No, I don't get obsessed about much. Like I like a little bit of everything. So like if you drilled me on hip hop stuff, I'm not gonna know a lot. But I listened to like Ghetto Boys and Wu-Tang Clan and MC Hammer.
Let me ask you, was there a big Taiwanese community where you grew up? Because what I've noticed with not minorities just in general, I guess minorities, but especially like Asians, Indians, they kind of are very clicky. They will really stick with their own. In my high school, like all the Filipino kids hung out. You know, what I'm saying? all the Indian kids hung out. It was very much a thing, and it's not only just in school because their families ended up knowing each other, and it was just kind of like all the Ukrainian kids hung out in my school.
I went
to a very big school, so there was actually a fairly large amount of Ukrainian kids.
No.
But did you have like, were you hanging out with other Asian kids, or were you just kind of like, maybe you in high school, you were just kind of hanging out with all the different cliques, and that's how you kind of...
We definitely had, like high school was a very clicked up situation. Middle school was more mixed a little
bit. I imagine you racing cars.
No.
With hot Asian girls fucking waving flags in the middle of it.
I had a Camry. My dad bought me a Camry. So I wasn't racing too much on that thing. But definitely there was like a big Asian group. There was like groups of Asians, South Asians, different kinds of folks. But I did like kind of try to make it a point to mix up a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, like I think it's healthy to do that. Like ever since, yeah, even at that age, I was trying to like, I don't know, if I wasn't, I would just try to like, get into other groups as well. I definitely had my like clique of Asian my dudes, but I would try to reach out and see how it, you know.
Were you dating Asian chicks, or you dated everybody?
I didn't date a whole lot in high school. I had like crushes and stuff, but I didn't have any serious relationships in high school.
None at all?
No.
You don't lose your virginity until after high school?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Shang, you're so smooth, smooth as butter.
I know, but
people are listening to your voice right now. They're masturbating to your voice. I cannot believe that you at least didn't just fucking walk up behind a girl in the dark room in photography class and say, listen, baby, close your eyes.
Yo, baby girl.
Don't you worry. What was that movie? Revenge of the Nerds, where he had the fucking...
The Darth Vader.
The Darth Vader mask on. He basically raped the chick.
Yeah.
Do you remember that scene where he raped the chick and we were all okay with it?
Yep.
Because she was a bitch?
Yeah, just like Animal House too. The girl passes out and everybody's like, oh, is the angel or the devil going to win? I don't know.
Dude, I swear to God, casual date rape was kind of okay in the 80s comedy world.
Yep.
Better times we lived in, guys. Better times. Anyway, sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, no, I never raped anybody. So, sorry. I don't have any stories about that.
With that voice, it sounds like testimony.
That's fucking hilarious, dude. So, all right. So, you were fucking. You. When did you lose your virginity?
College, early college, first or second year of college.
Asia broader. Dating.
Yes. So I haven't dated too far outside of my race. I've been with a few like white girls, but I haven't.
Are
I haven't
your genitals pixelated?
No, they're very they're high definition, very crisp.
All right, that might be the joke of the day. That was pretty good, actually. So, all right, so do you? That's kind of funny, dude. So you really dated a bunch of fucking. I guess because you know, for you, for an Asian chick, for you, you're like a bad boy Asian dude. I'm assuming.
Not really.
Yes, you are, dude. Let me paint this picture.
There's worse.
Yeah. I feel because you're like a comic, you're not like a fucking doctor.
Okay. Yeah,
it's just not. I mean, did you graduate from college?
Yeah.
Of course you did. You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
What'd you go to school for?
I ended up with a business degree, but I never used it. I never got a real job.
Right.
I was always like sales, production assistant, and then just comedian. I wasted that degree, dude.
Of course, dude. If I knew then what I know now. I would have literally dropped out of the ninth grade and I would have just, because here's the thing, I don't do anything and I don't think I've ever done anything that's required an education. It's always been sales jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, I wish I would have just fucking, like obviously I think you should wait until you're at least in your early 20s to start comedy. I think it's a mistake for kids to do comedy. I shouldn't say that because Pete Davidson is fucking crushing it right now.
Yep.
But I think in general, you don't really have life experience. You don't have anything to talk about. You're just basically wasting those years on jokes and kind of, I don't know, I'm kind of, it's just not really a kid's game, stand-up comedy.
I feel this. I agree. It's like it works for some people, like starting out really early. But for the most part, it's weird when you see a young kid that's like tailoring his personality is based on stand-up rather than the other way around.
Yeah.
You know, and that's weird.
And you need to have the relationships and have all those relationships fucking killed and fucking you lose all your friends in a natural, organic way. You shouldn't be, as a 16-year-old kid, the weirdo that's just hanging out at comedy clubs with all older people.
Yeah.
I think it's a very... Not only do you not have any life experience yet, but you're not even going to really develop some of the life experience that I think you need to become a really good comic. And I think there are exceptions. I think Pete happens to be an exception because I think Pete's a very funny comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to end up being a great comedian because he has so many great opportunities to present it to him. But it's kind of an interesting thing. How old were you when you started?
23.
See, that's, I think me, I was right around the same age. Yeah. How old are you now?
34.
You're so old, dude.
I'm an oldie, dude.
Asian people age so gracefully, dude. You could be 10.
I could be, but...
Only say that's like, there's just two extremes of Asians. It's like either that's a child or that's an old man chain smoking.
Yeah. I want to get to the smoking part.
Oh, shit.
And so, don't feed them after midnight and don't get them wet.
So listen, lots of Asian jokes coming by way of Zach right now. look, obviously we're going to continue to, I want to learn more and more about the man and the myth that is Shang Wang, but I did want to touch base, because I wasn't with you guys during this whole Ferguson, Missouri thing, and I was out in St. Louis. I wasn't right in Ferguson. I was about 45 minutes outside of Ferguson for Thanksgiving with my chick's family.
Some would say a stone's throw away.
Yeah. And a brick's throw away, a crowbar through the window away. I did a podcast with Beatrice. We actually had a really fun podcast. I got a lot of great feedback on the podcast. So I do, by the way, guys, I do appreciate the feedback. So if you enjoy the show, you don't enjoy the show, leave some comments, in the comment field on SoundCloud or on iTunes. Leave us some comments and some reviews and some feedback. We always appreciate that. And of course on Twitter as well. But a lot of great feedback. I wanted to get your guys' opinion a little bit on this. I'll tell you, man, at first, and I said this on the last show, I was kind of like, all right, you know, if this guy was a fucking thug, he attacked the cop, he fucking punched this dude in the face, he caved his face in, you know, this is what happens when you fucking fight a cop. But then after seeing Darren Wilson, after hearing the testimony, after really, they broke it down, I'm going, this is kind of fucking crazy that there wasn't at least a trial. You know what I'm saying? The one, they didn't at least say this guy was irresponsible enough. A life was taken. This guy was irresponsible enough that we need to examine this further than just going, oh, nope, that's that.
Yeah.
And then the second this is all said and done, he resigns from his position as a cop. Of course. And he's got to, because he'd fucking get murdered probably in the streets. But I thought it was kind of a crazy thing, and I wanted to get your take on it. Shane, what do you think of all this, man? I know it's kind of heavy. You don't have to fucking, you know, you don't have to. You could even just say no comment. I don't give a shit if you don't want to.
Yeah. Man, I haven't read the testimony. I opened the tab for that, but I haven't gotten around to reading what because I know there's a lot of discussion about, you know, his side of the story. So I don't know.
So Shang Wang says that Mike Brown deserved to die. Okay, guys, tweet that. Make sure you guys. By the way, please don't tweet that. That happened one time on the show. We just made the joke. Who was it that was on the show? It was Racine, and he said his ex girlfriend moved to LA and stole one of his jokes, like just started doing one of his bits, right? Which is crazy, right? So we were like, oh my God. So we were like, what was her name? And he wouldn't say. So I think it was Zach jokingly said it was Khalees because Khalees just moved to LA.
Right.
So then one of our fucking fans, Kay Vazzy, this psychopath, of course, he goes and creates all these posters that says Khalees is a joke thief and fucking, I mean, just he just didn't get how that is like a really damning fucked up thing. Like you can't do that in comedy. But she like fucking called up Mike. Mike's like, dude, I don't know. He called me. I had to like smooth everything out. So guys, do not tweet that Shang thinks Mike Brown deserved to die. All right. Jesus Christ. That's actually probably Scopo now. I had an interesting thing happen to me. I was thinking about this because I was talking to Beatrice about it, and my sister posted this on my Facebook wall. When I was like 12, we used to go behind the ShopRite,
yeah,
which is like a you know supermarket. And we had 10-pump BB guns, okay? And if you don't know what a 10-pump BB gun is, basically you pump it 10 times, and that air pressure that builds up from pumping the gun shoots a BB. So there's no, like, tank or anything. It's actually kind of cool, you know? If you want to shoot birds in the head, you just fuck them up, you know?
Yeah.
So we had these 10-pump BB guns, and what we would do is, Scopo's here. Chris Scopo, grab this mic right over here. Thanks, pal. You grab some waters? Thanks, man. So what we do is we'd go by in the supermarket, me and my buddies, we had like three or four of us had them, and we would pump it like twice, four times if we wanted to be a dick, and we'd have little BB gun wars, right? And you know, it wouldn't break skin, it would just basically sting your arm if you got shot if it was pumped two or three times, right? So that was the game. Still pretty dangerous. I think if we would have hit each other in the eye, it would have actually been pretty dangerous. But so we're doing this one day, we're having a BB gun war, and we decide to go into the ShopRite. We come from around the ShopRite, we all put the BB guns down our legs. Mm. Now, they're just fucking rifles. They're brown and black rifles. That's all these are. So, all we do, we're literally, this is what we find out later, we're on camera. They see four minorities, Puerto Rican and black kids, putting rifles in their legs. We don't look, like, I'm a big kid. When I was 12, I was as big as I am now. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were fairly big kids, too.
My mic on?
Your mic's good. Okay, yeah, good. All right, cool. So we put these rifles down our legs, and then we go into the ShopRite. The cops were already coming by the time we walked into the ShopRite.
Oh, wow.
Okay? To them, and it's so funny, from their perspective, it looks like they were about to get fucking taken hard. Like four fucking Puerto Rican kids at the front of the ShopRite just fucking going to just start blasting away and just robbing that place blind. Within 3 minutes, the cops roll up, right? We see the cops. I think we were like stealing gushers or something. We were being punk asses no matter what. The cops roll up. Security starts running after us. We start running, dude. And it's hard to run because the rifle's under our legs. And we're actually outside running through the parking lot right now. Cops are chasing us. Security's chasing us. We have rifles in our legs just kind of hobbling along. My other friends are scared. I'm a fat kid. So they're actually way ahead of me at this point. I stop, turn around, pull the rifle out of my pants, dude. This is insane, dude. Pull it out of my pants and fucking throw it on the ground and put my hands up. Now, it is literally just one idiot cop, or not even idiot cop, but just one
heroic, sorry.
One knight of honor to murder this
one
Puerto Rican.
One American hero. Oh.
But look, one dude who just was not even trigger happy, but just was, hey, you know, ready to fucking go to blast six shots into my chest right there. Yep. And it kind of would have been justified, dude. I'm not being an asshole here. We weren't doing anything that wrong. We weren't definitely not to be justified being shot to death. But you see this shit fucking happen. And this other kid, a very similar thing just happened, because that story got brought up with a kid on the playground.
Yep.
He had an airsoft BB gun, which looks fucking real, dude. These things look real.
With the tip removed.
Dude, he pulls it out. The cops roll up. He pulls it out of his waist. And maybe he was doing the exact same thing that I was going to do. He probably was doing the same thing that I was going to do. He was going to throw it on the ground and say, no, 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 hey, it's not a gun.
But, or he was going to lose that gunfight anyway.
Or he was going to have the dumbest decision ever. You want to go, copper? Just pull it sideways.
An actual Mexican standoff.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's just kind of, and look, I get the outrage that people have when, you know, that kid gets killed. But you go, like, at what point, you know, how do we know what was going on in that cop's head in that exact moment? He's got a kid to go home to.
That's what I'm saying. I can't say this guy should be charged for murder. I don't know. When you have that fear of,
we're talking about
shit,
Darren Wilson, or are you talking about the kid on the playground?
Both of them. They're both. You don't know what the hell's going to happen. You don't know that. Say that happens to you, you were a cop, and right there before that happens, you say, oh my God, I might never see
him. They would not let me be a cop. I've been arrested way too many times. But I don't think. What is the standard of being a cop?
You can't be arrested.
Ever?
After, like, if you could be arrested as a kid, as a minor.
No.
Yeah.
You can have for a weed offense. Hold on. If I wanted to become a cop right now, I couldn't go become a cop.
We have to have 2 years of college, so no, you can't.
That's not true either.
Yeah, you do.
There's no way. Hold on.
You
want
to
bet
you have to have 2 years of college to be a cop.
What is it? Standard to become a cop in New York City? What is it? What should I Google?
You have
protocol?
Have two years of college. I'm positive.
Protocol.
Requirements.
Requirement. I like this better word. I always go with the Asian. Requirements to become NYC police officer. Here we go. Boom. All right, right here. Must hate blacks.
Nice.
Done. Frequently asked questions. New York State Authority.
Mexicans and Jews in there or no?
All right, how to become a police officer in New York in 9 steps. Scopo, I'm really reading this because this might be a good career move for you. You have that energy already. I just realized Scopo has cop energy.
I have cop energy. I have a hey,
cop,
stop.
Cop butt.
And you also have female cop butt. Have you ever noticed female cops have those big, wide, fucking fat asses? I love it, dude.
Dude, I went to a cop party. My buddy's a cop. Smoking hot female cop officer there. She was fat ass, titties. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, who's this? I thought she was a boyfriend of one of the cops. She was like a fucking sergeant. Like, oh, imagine she was your sergeant.
That'd be amazing. Dude, first of all, that's kind of like a hot... like a hot thing. That's probably a pretty high up hot profession of a chick that I would want to fuck. Like what's the hottest profession? Like what type of thing would like turn you on? Like that position of power, knowing like knowing that literally every day I commit crimes and fucking.
Oh, for me it would be like a fucking college professor.
Owner of a haunted house.
Somebody who makes Nickelodeon slime. It's his fantasy.
Definitely college professor. Know that like they run a room.
Yeah.
Of like.
Comedy room? I got a guy for that.
You want to fuck B? What's going on here? What's happening right now? What about you, Shang?
I don't know. Just like a business owner, you know? Some lady that has her shit together. I think maybe one of those girls that runs, you know, it's just lunch.
What's it just lunch?
You know, those little ads in the airplane, like where they're trying to set up business execs because they're too busy to date. So they have like these services.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
One of the ladies that runs that, you know, they look pretty hot usually.
I want a madam, actually.
All right, right here. Be sure you qualify for the requirements listed below. Candidate must be 21 years old. Day of hiring. Boom. Me. In. U.S. citizen. Dos. Ugh. Got it. Candidates should earn at least 60 college credits. That's not 2 years. Hold on. The GPA
of 2 years. 120 college credits is 4 years. 2 years is 60 college credits.
I have no idea.
Thank you.
Shang, is he right? Can you confirm this?
That sounds right.
He was very confident on that. I'm not going to lie.
Because I have 128 credits. Because I fucking took four more classes.
With a GPA of 2.0, which is not good, right?
That's not very good.
C- or something like that.
From an accredited college or university or has served in the armed forces for at least 2 years with an honorable discharge. So, okay. I would much rather go and kill some Muslims than do college courses. So...
yeah,
I will. I'm. There's a chance still. I might have to go.
You can tell he didn't go because he called it do college.
I want to go do this college right now.
Must be a resident of New York. All right. Have a valid New York driver's license. I can make that happen soon enough.
But you're a resident of New York, so you're fine.
No, but I have to have a valid driver's license.
Really? You have to have a driver's license?
Yeah. Well, you have to be able to drive. You're a fucking cop, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
you could be a horse cop.
I'm one of those Segway cops.
Yeah, man.
Uncorrected vision of at least 20/100. I think that I'm all right with that. Corrected vision with glasses, contact lenses, blah, 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 blah. colorblindness is an immediate disqualification.
Oh, no.
Because if they're
because how can you tell when they're
shoot
black?
A black guy or a white guy? They don't want you shooting a white guy. I think it's a black guy. That's what it is.
Candidates should pass a drug and alcohol screening.
That's big because my buddy, he didn't smoke weed for 3 years before he became a cop. He took the test and he couldn't smoke weed because they take a hair off. Oh. They shave your leg.
It's like a year or two.
We went to Cancun, and then another buddy's a cop of mine. They shaved his leg immediately when they got back, just in case if he went. He's like, yeah, I'm going to Cancun. They're like, oh, we're going to test you.
That's crazy.
They shaved his leg.
He should have shaved his leg before he went and just gave him that hair.
They shave it there. Oh. They shave it right there when you get there.
Fucking meatheads. Bro, show me your leg. Scopo, how close were you to becoming a cop, dude? Because really seem like a cop. The more I'm thinking about this.
No. More fireman. I think I'm more of a fireman kind of guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I can't be a cop, dude. I'm fucking...
Yeah, but his ass is too fat to get down the pole in the little hole.
Yeah, it's very true. I'm not gonna lie.
He gets stuck like Winnie the Pooh.
That's why I'll be a fucking guy. I'll be in the back driving the bus.
Oh, my God. 17 children died in a school fire because Chris Scopo's fat ass couldn't get down.
Chris Scopo could not get up the pole this today.
And the candidate should pass.
If you were on the back of the fire truck, it would tip on a sharp turn.
They should pass a background investigation, which I believe I would pass because I did pass one for TV and for my new apartment.
No, they would go a little more in depth than your fucking TV.
Yeah, but I've only been arrested for weed. It's not like I've been arrested for any, well, that's not true. Menacing harassment. But
that's just nothing. Don't
but
worry
that
about
one,
it.
No, that was dropped, I believe.
You wouldn't be able to be a cop, I don't think.
But that one, I was never actually fucking
charged.
What does charged mean?
Charged or convicted?
I was never convicted. I was charged.
Okay. You were charged.
Oh, I was charged.
You were charged and they dropped it.
They dropped it.
They were like, listen, we have to.
Because it was my fucking pussy roommate who couldn't handle being told that I was going to fucking murder him. I didn't mean literally murder him. I meant murder him with my fucking hands. Like, beat him up.
Not the knife that was on your table.
No, I left the knife on my table to let him know that if he touched my fucking
not the absolute rage
table box,
going through him right now.
I was going to murder him with a fisher knife. But I didn't
or
say
you
any
left
of
him
it.
A knife to defend himself if you tried to kill him.
That's how tough I was. Fool. I gave him a weapon. Because I knew that's how much of a bitch he was.
You're like a mid-level Streets of Rage boss. You just give him a knife.
It's very honorable, man.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. So anyway, I guess I couldn't be a cop. But you know what, dude? I bet if I worked at it, I bet there's a way that I could. I bet if I fixed a bunch of my shit, I could become a cop.
You would be indicted for fucking stealing weed 2 years into the service.
That's not true.
Yes, you would.
They don't indict cops, as we've learned through Ferguson. They will not indict
no,
a
No, they
cop.
Don't die at cops when they shoot black kids. They'll indict them for, like, fucking small shit like that.
I shut Mike Brancatelli down the other day. Mike Brancatelli,
well, he had a stupid fucking car argument,
he's just a
though.
Fucking idiot, dude.
He was like, we shouldn't even have cops. We shouldn't even have laws.
Well, I just hate those guys that go like, oh, yeah, dude, all fucking cops fucking suck,
you know,
dude.
What, though?
All cops are fucking awful. They do no good. You're like, no, dude.
But you know what, though?
99% of cops do good. Okay, and yeah, there are some fucking bad apples, and it sucks that those guys are in a position of power. And it's the same thing with teachers. It's the same thing with your a boss that you work for. It just happens to suck that sometimes those guys get away with murder, literally.
What bothered me about that was that he was saying that, and I'm like, dude, you're fucking white like me. We never had a problem with the cops. I could see if you're black and you've been harassed by them. He never had one fucking problem with a cop. Why say that?
Did you ever get into trouble, Shang?
Not anything recently. Oh, I got a ticket for peeing in public when I first moved here.
Oh, I got that too.
Yeah, got it dropped though. I beat it.
No, I got mine in Long Island.
Bro, I pulled out my PBA card. The cop was like, oh, you know Johnny Trey. All right, bro, get the fuck out of here. Stop being a knucklehead.
I got one in Long Island. Long Island, they take it seriously. I had to go to court. I had to get a lawyer.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, they were gonna give me a misdemeanor charge.
You know you didn't have to get a lawyer,
no,
right?
I had to get a lawyer.
No, you could have gotten a public defender for that shit, dude.
No, they had... Cause, no,
your
public,
mom...
The public defender was like, okay, they're gonna give you 6 months probation. And I was like, I don't want 6 months, but I just want it dropped. So I got a lawyer. So that's
it is funny how that literally is the system, like where if you have a lawyer, they just go like, all right, this guy, they're gauging it as you contribute to society, you're paying for your own lawyer, we're just going to be more lenient on you. Mm-hmm. That it's literally a system It's kind of funny because when that time that I got arrested for my roommate, I had a lawyer because Big J's wife at the time was a lawyer. So she came down and they had us in this holding cell all night, dude. And they brought us to another cell right before you go see the judge. And it was literally within minutes of them shutting down the court. And when I got to this other cell, there was like 30 dudes that were in that cell that were with me earlier on that left hours before me. So I was like, holy shit, dude, I'm going to spend my entire weekend here now. And because I had my own lawyer, they go, Gomez, Lewis, you're next. And every guy in the cell was like, what the fuck? He just got here. And he was like, he's got his own lawyer. Guys, get some money, low lives. And then they fucking pulled me out and they brought me to the into the court right there and then. So you get preferential treatment. And I genuinely think it's
They'll fight harder for you. The lawyers will, if you pay that, I mean, you pay them.
Not just fighting harder for you. I think that it sends a message that you are paying for your lawyer. You're not just some dude that's sucking the system dry. You're not a dude that's, like, you literally have to go out to work in order to pay for that lawyer. It's just a little bit different of a thing. I think that, I bet there have been studies on it. People that have their own lawyers get substantially less sentences than people that don't.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I remember that because they were like, we'll give you probation for this. And I was like, no, I'm trying to go for a job. They're going to check. If they background check, they're not going to take me because they're on nail on probation. So they're like, oh, all right, you can fight, come back and we'll fight it. And then I had to get a lawyer. The lawyer was great. He fucking got me off. He's like, this is the first time offense. He was dumb. He was drunk. And
it was the same lawyer from My Cousin Vinny, the one with the stutter.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually
he's an actor. He's an acting
really
coach.
Really famous
acting coach.
No, he's a Broadway actor.
But he's an acting coach as well. Oh, that really? Guy is a comedic acting coach in New York City.
Really, you can take lessons. Really from famous Broadway actor too.
Shang, are your parents pissed off that you're a comic?
Nah, I think they're proud.
Yeah, well, yeah. At this point they are because you've been on TV, you've done a half hour, you did Fallon,
yeah.
You've done a bunch of good things at this point. But what about when you were fucking just a misfit roaming the country with a degree that you were sleeping on, using to roll joints out of?
They were pretty chill about it, to be honest. You know, like, I don't know. I got pretty awesome parents, I guess. They never pushed me. I mean, my mom early on, she would suggest every now and then, like, hey, you want to be you want to be on TV? Why don't you be a news anchor?
Can you imagine Shane as a news anchor? Like, it's fucking hilarious.
Shane, could you read the weather, please?
Only from right to left.
So you see, your parents are super cool, man. You got brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I got younger sisters. They're more straight. They're both pharmacists.
Okay.
They're doing well. They're making money.
What's up, man?
Yeah.
They got the hookup, though?
I guess. One of them is married, and, you know, they live well. I mean,
can they get me Adderall?
That's what I'm asking. I was going to say that. Like, I'm just trying to figure out all he wants right now is Adderall.
I'm just trying to figure out if your sisters are willing to sell me Adderall illegally.
I'll check.
Blink twice if you think it's going to happen.
I'll check.
I can't tell if he's
blinking. I don't know. That hacky joke right there.
I am a hack. I'll admit I am a hack. by the way,
I was going to say the same joke too, so I knew it was coming.
I know. I think I figured out Reddit, by the way, guys. I think I figured out what it is.
It's a website.
Reddit. No, I know it's a website, prick. I think I figured it all out because I've been on Reddit a lot lately. Scopo, you don't like Reddit because they hate you, right?
Yeah. No, I don't know. It's why are you posting shit? Like, come on. Do you have a better fucking life than to sit down and trash somebody? It's not even trashing me. It's trashing anybody who gets trashed.
Like, yeah, even fucking Patrick dropped cringe humor and started a club. Like, fucking stop posting on forums, faggot.
Yeah.
Well, look, here's the thing. I don't mind it because the truth of the matter is you get here's what we live in, dude. We live in a generation of people that are completely connected at all times. You know what I'm saying? And they're kind of obsessed with it, you know? And I think that we can't fight this. This is going to happen. People are going to come together and share ideas. And technology, the way technology is being created now, it's being created to expedite that, to expedite connectivity, to expedite products and services to the customer and consumer, for tightening relationships between the government and people. I mean, that is all where the technology is going right now. So I think you got to kind of embrace it. And I've embraced it completely. I go on Reddit every fucking day. The same way I stopped Googling myself. I Reddit myself now. Now I go on to Reddit and I check the message boards and see what people are saying to me about me. And I think it's hilarious. When they talk shit, it's kind of funny to me. And here's the thing. I have more love than hate on these message boards. Everybody does. If you're a comic in general, if you've made it this far where you've gotten on a radio show or a TV to the point where people are going to be talking about you on a message board, you're going to have some fucking fans. And the truth is the people that like to hate are going to be, they're way quicker to come out and talk shit and spread hate than the ones that are to come out and said, hey, I appreciate that guy. You know, unless you're their absolute fucking favorite comic. So it's kind of funny, but I did the...
Then they make creepy memes of fucking Khalees because they're autistics in Australia.
I was on the Ron and Fez Thanksgiving episode. And here, where's it at? They fucking, somebody actually started a thread specifically about how they hated me. And I wanted to read it.
I'm sorry about that.
It was Scopo.
It was actually me and B. So
where the fuck is this? Did they erase it? No. Oh, here we go. There we go. Anyone else annoyed at Luis Gomez? You fucking cunt. It's Luis J. Gomez.
Ah, get yeah. your name right.
Get it
username
right.
James the Hopeful Orphan.
Hold on. This is coming up now. Why is your computer so slow, dude?
It's the internet.
It's not the internet, dude. It's your computer. This guy was Roejo, R-O-W-E-J-O. He wrote, I personally don't think he's that funny. By the way, here's what a psycho I am. Like, the fact that he wrote that funny makes me go, all right, he thinks I'm a little funny, at least.
Yeah, a little credit.
He gave me a little credit there. I personally don't think he's that funny. Pretty awful on Legion of Skanks. Motherfucker, I am Legion of Skanks. So we can pretend that I'm, whatever. If you like that show, go.
That's the thing. He'll fucking still listen to the show.
Of course.
But he'll fucking trash you. You're a fucking loser. No,
I like him.
No, he's a fucking loser.
Let him fucking trash me.
Fucking
I love it.
Loser.
I love it. It's my favorite
thing. What
are
you doing? Sit in your mom's basement, you fucking homo.
Dude, I hope he goes after you now.
I hope he. I want him to.
I hope he brings you down.
I won't be here. But I'll be at
LOL.
I'll be at LOL. Come find me.
You know what? Call LOL and get Scopo banned. We got to get Scopo banned, a new hashtag on Twitter.
Are you kidding me? Scopo banned? Listen, I'm really tight with the booker. So.
Oh, shit. All right. So I personally don't think he's that funny. Pretty off on Legion of Skanks, but I am okay with saying that. It may just be because I don't find his brand of comedy funny. Which, not for nothing, that is a fair point. If you're not into fucking...
Oh, now I feel bad. Now I trashed him, but still, why are you posting shit? It bothers me.
It's fine. I was a little annoyed when he got his feelings hurt because fuck basically called him a nobody. He is at a table with legends and was steaming over a 5-second exchange. He was the lowest of all the funny people at the table.
That was very true, though.
And yeah, that was it. So yeah, no, that is true. I was the lowest of the people at the table. And yeah, I did get fucking annoyed. Here's what happened. I was
with the people that were at that show. They should have had a smaller table just for you.
A kid's table.
Table for Lewis. That's hell of a go. Lewis, you good over there?
Dude, Attell was so on fire, dude. God damn it. But first of all, when you're sitting at a table with Attell and Attell's doing what he does, you literally can sit there and watch or you can jump in and fucking try it. I jumped in and I tried. I don't give a shit, dude. They didn't invite me on to just have another fucking voice there, okay? There are plenty of comics who would have done the fucking show, okay?
Anyone would have done the show.
Literally anybody in the world would have done the fucking show. So, no, dude, I'll tell you. That's fine, dude. If you don't dig my shit, I completely get it. I don't give a fuck. I'm not the type of guy to shy away from the fucking hate. I did get some people that got my back. A lot of people on this page got my back, but I won't even read those. Guys,
go. I don't get why post shit? Why do this? What makes, even if I wasn't a comic, before I was a comic, I never went on site and, oh, I fucking hate this guy. If I didn't like him, I just kept it to myself.
Because you're not a fucking homo. So you're not going to go onto a message board and we're not fanboys. I'm not like listening to fucking dudes every day going like, oh my God, what are they going to, I don't like the way that guy talked to my favorite guy ever. I don't have favorite guys ever. That's just not who I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm a huge MMA fan, but I'm not going to go on the message boards and fucking follow them and then talk shit about guys that I don't like. That's just, I did that when I was.
He has a podcast where he does that.
I have plenty of forums to do this. Hours of content. But what happened was, it was this guy who was a fan of the show. His name is Fuck. And by the way, he tweeted at me. He private messaged me, told me he's a fan of mine now. But during the show, I started smashing him. It was basically me and Attell were just smashing this kid left and right.
Was he on the show, like a fan of it?
They had a microphone set up and they had people coming up and saying what they were thankful for. And basically we were roasting people as they came up.
It was all former interns, right?
It was all former interns and fans of the show, a few fans of the show. So we're just talking shit to them. So I got him with a few lines in a row. And he started getting like heated, dude. He was like, fuck, you saw his like clenching his fist. And I guess he's a former heroin addict and he's like on fucking all these pills and shit. And so he goes,
clenching his fist because he was looking for a vein for after the show.
Lewis fucking got it back into fucking
it's called heroin.
Yeah,
there you go.
Thank you.
So he goes, he's like, bro, who the fuck are you? Like that. He called me a nobody, which you're right, fine. I am a nobody at the table. So I didn't really get thrown. I was just like, fuck you, buddy. I'm not afraid of you. Because he was getting all like tough and shit. I was like, dude.
You said that to him?
I'm not afraid of you. I will fuck you up. And then I said, fuck you, fuck. That got a big laugh. And then he went and sat down. And then when I left, we shook hands like 7 times. But it was super like fucking alpha. We shook hands like really hard like 7 times while like making eye contact with one eye.
fucking gorilla shit.
Yeah, just some real gorilla shit. So that's what happened in that thing. And he, look, here's the thing, dude. What do you want me to say here? And this, one of the guys on this thread on Reddit said that. He was like, dude, he was asked to participate in this thing, and that's what he was doing. This guy was a fucking douchebag. Literally almost everybody got my back. And let me read the ones that hate me, though. I like reading the hate mail. I'm not going to read the ones that suck my dick because... Right. But there are more people are sucking my dick. There's like 24 comments and like 20 of them are people sucking my dick and telling me I'm awesome. Whereas the other guys are hating me. Let's see. Here we go. Hold on. Luis J. Gomez. I hated him when he first started coming on to Bobby Kelly's podcast, but he grew on me and now I'm a genuine fan of his now. Well, you know, that happens too. I'm a tough pill to swallow. I'm going to sit here. I'll be the first one to tell you that. When you first meet me, you're probably not going to
We
like
know.
Me. Shang, what was your first impression of me? I'm going to assume that you were like, this guy's a fucking asshole. Yeah, honest, be completely honest. Be real right now, Shang.
That's like a little learning curve. a loving curve. But yeah, you know.
It's true. Joe Liss told me that. He was like, dude, for a year, he was like, I didn't want to talk to you. I thought you were going to fucking punch
every
me.
Every comic has told me. It's like, dude, does Lewis hate me? I'm like, no, this is how he is.
I don't know what it is. I try not to be abrasive and aggressive, but it's just who I am. What am I supposed to do, dude?
You're a real ass dude.
I'm a real ass dude. I'm a Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Yeah. No, you're good. You're a good dude.
This guy wrote, LD Chip wrote, he's the king of douchebags. I've always pictured him wearing either a Tap Out or Ed Hardy t-shirt.
Very close.
Very close. Very close. I do have a lot of
Tap Out shirts.
I fucking host a show called Tap Out Radio, cocksucker. So, yeah, I wear some Tap Out t-shirts. And then I don't think this guy, it's a different guy, Dino D. I don't think he's funny at all. He has rode the coattails of Big J into the Ron and Fez world. Ron likes him because he's local and can be a guest twice a month. Look, all that.
It must suck riding Big J's coattails because you're constantly getting hit with a wallet chain and a scarf.
Especially because no jacket will fit Big J, so I'm just holding on to tiny little coattails. Fat guy in a small jacket. No, listen, motherfucker. First of all, Big J didn't even want to get me on Ron and Fez. Big J's girlfriend was booking Ron and Fez, you fucking cocksucker. And they didn't get me on at all because Big J wanted to be the star of Ron and fucking Fez. If you want to know the truth, that's the absolute truth. I got it to Ron and Fez because Chris Stanley hit me up because I've known him through fucking Riotcast for a while. You fucking piece of shit. This is the only guy that I'll fucking tell you can go fuck himself. All right. And then second of all, because I'm a local comic and can be a guest twice a month. Let me tell you something. You fucking idiot.
That makes no sense.
There's New York City. 2,400 other comics.
Everyone's a local comic that you live in the city.
The only good comics in the world are local comics. This is New York City, you fucking cunt. All right. He has me on because I'm a Puerto Rican rattlesnake and he loves it. Sorry. That's all I needed to say. I need to address that. That's the only guy who actually pissed me off with his comment, but whatever, dude. I think Reddit's great, dude.
I'm just mad because he called you a comic.
Come on. Like, what, post shit. Like, if you post shit and you're negative, like, I can guarantee you my life's better than yours.
Probably. Does it bug you at all when people write hateful shit? Because once you do a Fallon, I'm sure you had to get a bunch of hate. Or did you not read it? Joe List didn't read his.
I have problems reading. I mean, first of all, I just feel like everything would be better if we just stop comments. No comment space. You know, just the internet would be just easier and less, more pleasant. But I was one of the first, I think I was one of the first, like, Reddit for the comedy, what, those memes on Reddit, that one page. I think before they had that, someone did a meme of one of my jokes.
Okay.
The one that subsequently got attributed to Betty White.
Okay, I don't know the joke. What's the joke?
It's a joke about, like, the premise is, you know, like growing a pair. The saying growing a pair is insinuating that you need balls to be tough.
Right.
My angle was, you know, balls are sensitive. And if you want to be tough, you should lose a pair.
Right.
And if you want to be real tough, you should grow a vagina because they can take a pounding.
Right.
So that was a joke.
Funny. Very fun.
But, yeah, so that was one of the first things that they posted, I think, as a stand-up meme on Reddit. It was years ago.
Right.
And it fucked up my day, man. I mean, people loved it, but then those people started talking shit. Some people started saying that it was a joke that I stole from somebody else. And I just fixate on all the negative stuff, but not in a really healthy way.
Well, that's the thing. That's the hard thing because you start to... It's like anything, dude. You're going to remember your bad day much more than you're going to remember those good days. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
And the negativity will stick with you that much more.
But there's so much negativity in the comedy world, and you know, you have a mediocre set, or you fucking you don't do as good as you do in a showcase or whatever. You're negative. You don't need any more negative in your life in this world.
Yeah, but you know what, dude? The sooner, and this is what I tell my chick, because she gets so worked up with the baby, because the baby will start like crying on the plane, and she gets really flustered. And I understand
because she like cares about other people's feelings.
No, but that's not it, dude. It's physiologically. There's been studies done on this. A baby crying affects a woman much more than it affects a man. It's just like a trick of nature to make the woman go care for the baby. You know what I'm saying? A dude can kind of shut it out. Mm. You know, so she gets really worked up, and I'm like, B, the sooner you accept that he's 2 years old, and this is just who he's going to be for the next 6 months. He's going to be whiny. He's going to be, I mean, this is the time now, terrible twos.
Right.
The sooner you accept that, and that's a part of this game, the sooner you're going to be able to kind of make that white noise in the background. You mm-hmm, know, mm-hmm. It's like when you do a bar show, you know, and there's crazy bar noise, but within 15 minutes of the show going, as long as the comics don't keep on addressing that the bar is noisy, nobody really knows it. You know what I'm saying? It just becomes ambient noise in the background. So that kind of needs to be what negative feedback on social media becomes. I think it's funny personally. When people tweet me negative shit, I'll retweet it, I'll favorite it. The only power you have is to be able to go like, look, you're not fucking affecting me, cocksucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really it. And when it does affect you, and I used to have kind of a theory about blocking people. I wouldn't block people because I didn't want them to let them know that I got to them. But now I block people that are kind of like the drunk idiot at the comedy club that doesn't get that they're getting gotten. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they just keep on coming at you, they keep on saying stupid shit, and you're smashing them on the internet, but they don't even get that they're looking dumb, and they don't have any followers to even tell them that. So after a while, I'll get bored and I'll block people now. But it's like, you can't, if you let that shit affect you, I mean, that's it, dude. There's so much fucking out there. The bigger you get and the more chances you take, the more people are going to come out and hate. Do you know how much hate Patrice had against him? I mean, you know, rest in peace. Yesterday was a 3-year anniversary since he died. But you know how many people hated that guy? Because he was towing a line. He walked.
Someone said when Patrice died, he's like, a lot of people are going to miss him. He goes, but a lot of people are happy he's dead.
I believe it, dude. I believe people said that because he pushed a lot of fucking buttons, you know? And by the way, you know, like, I don't think that I'm that type of dude. I don't think people fuck. I think in general, when people get to know me, they start to really like me. But I see that, dude. I'm like an abrasive dude up top. And I get it. I see people that just don't like me. And I'm like, yeah, that guy just doesn't fucking like me.
I've gotten before people like, yeah, I didn't like you at first to me because I'm just quiet. And I'm like, I'm a shy kid in general. So they think I have like an attitude towards them. But like, no, it's just I'm fucking shy. And once you get to know me, I'm, you know, still a dick, but I'm a little better. Like, I've gotten to know you.
You're the type of guy like where you first meet you, it's just kind of like you don't have an opinion. Then once you get to know you, you really don't like you. You're not likable.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah. But I'm just a shy kid, so that's why people are like, oh, he's a fucking asshole.
Shang, have you ever been to a fist fight before?
No, I got into it was the beginning. It was the beginning of a fight.
Did you throw a fireball?
Did you give him a Hadouken?
I did a few hurricane kicks once. I got a hurricane kick fight. That would have been pretty tight. No, I never really got into a real fight.
Before it started, he touched them in 5 points and their heart exploded.
Now you must take 5 steps.
The one like really physical confrontation I had was like maybe in second grade. I wanted to fight this one, this one of my classmates. And he was just a much more stronger black kid, and he just like body slammed me, and I was like,
he was a much stronger black kid than Shang was.
You could have just said black kid.
He was a black dude, light skinned it, and then
second grade, so he was about 13.
Light skinned it. Oh, he's kind of a pussy though.
And he just body slammed me really quickly, and then I was like, we're done. I'm not fighting anymore. Yeah,
he kicked you in the stomach, picked you up. He fucking waved to the crowd. Everyone's like,
he fucking choke slammed him.
It was a quick, you know, quick lesson. I feel like a lot of my life, like whenever I strayed off the path, a lot of times I just learned my lesson real quick.
Yeah, but how could you not?
But like, now that kid's not allowed in his family store, so it evened out.
How could you not like Shane though? He's the best. He literally is the nicest guy to get along with.
Well, bullies look for they look for the guy who's not going to fight back, and Shang's not the guy that I would think would fight back.
I'm just saying now, though, in general, in an adult life.
I'll tell you, it's a lesson that my mom taught me. My mom taught me very few lessons, okay? And she really did. She taught me a few really good ones, and a lot of them were really bad. But it's pretty generic advice, but it really rings true. If a bully does not want to get punched in the fucking mouth. So if somebody's bullying you, punch them in the mouth one time. Even if they kick your ass, they're done, dude. They're not trying to get into a fight. They're trying to feel powerful. Right. They're not trying to get their fucking ass beat every day. They're not trying to be violent. People who know how to fight, they don't need to prove it. People who know how to fight, who are fucking, who genuinely, like, dude, you talk to any mixed martial artist or guys who really know MMA, it's like, dude, no, I'm a shark in a fucking a tank of guppies right now. I don't need to prove that I'm a shark. Are you crazy?
Right.
So these guys are just tough guys that are trying to prove themselves constantly. Punch him in the fucking mouth. Let him know that he's gonna get a bloody lip every time he's gonna fucking put his hands on you, or he's gonna call you a faggot, or he's gonna call you whatever. You know? And that's something that my mom told me very early, and I got bullied a lot when I was a kid. And then one day she made me punch these kids in the fucking face. I came home crying and she was like, no, you're gonna go out and you're gonna fucking fight these kids. And one of them beat me up in front of her, and it was really embarrassing.
Oh.
And to this day, if I ever saw him again, I would probably look down at my feet and say, please don't hit me again, Mick Giacalli. Did you get into a lot of fights, Zach? Because you were a fucking weirdo. So you probably got bullied like crazy.
You're a big kid. You're a big kid,
yeah.
I'm a big kid, and I wrestled from second grade on.
You wrestled?
Yeah.
In the leotard?
Yeah.
I fucking pay to see that.
And so I got bullied a lot growing up, but then once I got to high school, like football players and basketball players would try to wrestle. And then they would always put them in with me because I had a mohawk and earrings, and they would always be like, want to fight me.
You're psycho.
And yeah. Like, I can remember my senior year, our wrestling coach locked me and the other captain of the wrestling team, my buddy Eddie, in with three of the football players in the wrestling room and locked the door. And we kicked the shit out of three of them for like 20 minutes. And then I never got bothered again. And I was the biggest faggot, and no one. Just because I was A, big,
no,
and B,
no, we're not
I had
saying
a big
faggot.
Mouth.
We mean he legitimately hooked
literally
up with dudes.
Blew those dudes, yeah.
So, no, that's not like, I don't want people to get like, because this sucks.
I don't mean faggot in the Jamie Kilstein way. I mean like faggot like I like dudes.
Like Ninth Avenue faggot.
Hooked up with dudes. Real deal faggot. He could say it because he was hooking up with dudes regularly.
Nothing wrong with it, buddy.
Have you ever been titty fucked by a dude?
Never have. I think that would be degrading. That's when it gets degrading.
That's the line that you draw?
Yeah, Jim Norton's got that line where he puts his tits together, for your pleasure, sir.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. What about Scopa? You were in a bunch of fights probably, right?
I was in, like 4 or 5 probably.
Yeah. What's your record?
Bro, I lost
3-2.
Yeah, probably about that. No, I lost I was in high school. I lost it pretty bad.
What do you mean? How bad? What happened?
I was drunk. I was in a park, and this kid was drinking in a park, and I hooked up with like his girlfriend or some shit like that, like his ex girlfriend, and he wanted to fight me, and I was like, oh, I could fucking take this. He's a little bigger than me. Yeah. I had friends there with me. I thought they would like help me out if anything. They did not help me out at all. It was a one-on-one.
They formed the chain of arms around you so nobody could break it up.
It lasted like 45 seconds, but it was a quick 45.
Dude,
let
me tell you something.
This kid was a fucking beast. He was bigger, but he like played football. So
a lot
like,
of core strength.
He was just like a tough kid. And I was like, yeah. I can fucking take this because he was maybe a little bigger than me, but I was like, oh, fuck is this kid? And it wasn't
pretty. Were you bleeding and shit?
I think maybe a little bit, but I was just, you know what it was? I just remember being really winded after 45 seconds.
Baseball players should not fuck with anyone from another sport. Like, only fight other baseball players.
Just tennis players. Just a tennis team.
You guys could golf.
Fuck up the golf team. The chess club, you guys could fucking smash.
And then the last fight I was, I told you about that, I was on fucking ecstasy, and the kid made fun of my hair. And then I fucking beat him in front of, not Social, it's on 2nd Avenue. Turtle Bay.
You beat him up?
I beat him up in front of Turtle Bay.
By the way, you were just on an ecstasy trip. What actually happened was you just got a girl. You blew a dude outside of a gay club. That's actually what happened. Like, dude, he was bleeding everywhere. That was his jizz all over your face, dude. We're going to wrap up here in a few minutes. Anything coming up that we want to promote, Shang? Anything going on? Any big shows, headlining anything?
Not a big one, but I'm going to be headlining in Houston right before Christmas, the week before Christmas, at the Joke Joint.
Oh yeah, man! Houston, Texas. I've never been there, dude. It's a cool comedy scene in Houston. Right? I've heard Houston specifically as a cool comedy scene.
I mean, it's got some history to it, but yeah. I mean, the scene is it's like any other smaller city. It's like everyone, you know, after some point, a lot of people move out, so it doesn't grow.
What's the
that
best
big.
Scene besides New York that you've been in?
San Francisco.
Yeah, it's a good scene.
I mean, when I was there, I mean, it's been, I guess, 8 years now or whatever, or around there. When I was there, it was a wonderful time. I had a great time. I was running around just doing a bunch of shows. I started out with like Louis Katz and like Jasper Red, Brent Weinbach.
That's a fucking Ryan solid Stout, scene.
Those dudes.
Tinkle's from out there.
Tinkle's from out there. Yeah,
Tinkle. Tinkle's a living legend out there. When I went out to Tinkle, I went out to San Fran with Tinkle, and all the fucking young comics come out. It's like, it's fucking, dude, he's like the little comic that could. Like, yeah. Everyone, and Tinkle's a beast. He's fucking hilarious. Everyone wants Tinkle to succeed.
Yeah, man.
Even though he's a grumpy piece of shit, everyone wants that guy to do well. So it's so funny how much love and support he gets from that scene. San Fran's a great scene. Boston's a fucking sick scene. Really funny comics out of Boston. Mm-hmm. Really funny comics out of Toronto. Like, surprisingly fucking really annoyingly funny comics out of Toronto.
Alex Pavone.
Yeah, Pavone's great, dude.
I fucking hate and love that kid.
Nate McIntosh, so fucking funny. Nate, kid smashes.
Nate is a fucking
Hanley,
monster.
Right? Hanley's out of Toronto.
Yeah,
a lot of good. And but when you go there, it's not even the dudes that are exports that came here. I'm talking about when you go there. Still, these are scenes, including San Fran, including Boston, including Toronto, where you go there and the fucking average comics are they're as good as the average comics here. You know what I'm saying? They're, you could tell they're about to pop and move to LA or move to New York or wherever they're going to end up. One more time, it's a Joke Joint, Houston, Texas, the week before.
It's like the 18th to 21st, the week before Christmas.
Go check out Shang Wang if you're a real ass fan in the Houston, Texas area. Shang is one of the fucking funniest comics I've seen in a long time. Happy to be friends with you, my friend. Anything coming up, guys, you want to promote?
Every Tuesday, bar none. And if you're an open micer, I host at The Stand every Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Come hang out, try your stuff out, and follow me on Twitter. At Zach is not funny.
Scopes?
Yeah, I got nothing.
Got nothing going on.
I think no.
You need more Twitter followers. That's what you need.
Yeah, to get you on Twitter. I'm doing a show this Thursday in Westchester. I'm opening for Andrew Schultz. Just come out to that. If it's on my Facebook page, you can go. And
that's
check
right.
It out.
Andrew Schultz needs the promotion from the Real Ass Podcast.
Andrew Schultz, and then Gino Pisconti's on the show as well.
Really?
Yeah.
He's featuring.
He's featuring. I'm hosting. Yeah.
Oh, that kind of makes me feel bad inside. Gino's a 30-year vet.
Schultz is 7 years in, blown past him.
Jesus Christ, dude. All right, yeah, man. Also, guys, I got some dates coming up. Dave Smith and I, January 25th, 26th, going to be in Toronto, guys. Look out for more information on that. It's going to be the Underground and the Comedy Bar.
So 50% chance it's just Dave Smith.
No, I'm going. I'm flying this time. Okay. They will not keep me out this time, motherfuckers.
Also, I love if you get to the fucking border and they're like, no, go home.
That Sunday will be in Buffalo. That is confirmed officially. Buffalo at the Helium. Thank you, Scopo. Mm. Also, I got some dates coming up. I think this is turning into a little mini tour of the West Coast, guys. So far, I am confirmed in Seattle and Yakima, Washington. I'm working on a San Francisco date right now, working on San Diego, working on L.A., and then another Northern California date as well. So I'm working on a bunch for late March going into April, celebrating my birthday on the West Coast. So look out for dates on that as well. Guys, also make sure you go give us a positive fucking review on iTunes. We really need the support and the fucking love. Well, there we go. Turn this down a little. Go to our iTunes page. Leave us a 5-star review. Make sure you guys tell your friends about the Real Ass Podcast. Also, come out, Legion of Skanks, we're starting to stream live every Tuesday night now, so go subscribe to Legion of Skanks on YouTube, 10 o'clock to 11:30 every Tuesday night, now officially live. So if you're a fan of that show, you guys are in for a real treat there. We'll check you next week. Real Ass Podcast. Peace!
That's all, folks.